Chapter 7. The Passing Camel. I'm building what appeared to be a small house in my parents' backyard. I'm framing up the walls to this structure, which is being built just behind the main house where my parents live. It was dusk, and my father was standing by my side as he watched me drive nails into the new walls of this structure. We didn't say anything to each other. I was in the zone, focused on building, with some sort of intent, as my father eagerly awaited the completion. I decided to put the hammer down for a moment and step away from the construction. My father and I walked east of their yard, over by the side of their house, to see what was walking down the road. We looked from the backyard to the road that passed in front of my parents' house. There, we saw a mature camel carrying a heavy cargo on its back. This large camel just kept walking past my parents' home and down the road. The camel continued on its path. It didn't look left or right, but kept its head straight as it disappeared into the distance. I awoke not knowing what to make of this message. I'd never seen a camel in a dream before. I wasn't afraid of an evil attack at the time because camels weren't known to be evil creatures. Every meaning I found when searching within biblical references spoke of wealth, but that didn't add up to the way I felt that morning after the dream. However, something about this camel carrying the heavy cargo on its back left me a bit uneasy. The more I thought about this dream, the more the idea of what camels are known for kept piercing at my soul. Camels are known to walk long distances without water. They're also known for their ability to carry heavy weight for that distance. They are very durable and tameable animals. I began to worry about my parents because this camel walked past their home. The thought of an attack on my father's household started to worry me a bit, and I began to pray against that dream over and over. I pleaded God's mercy against this dream without really knowing for certain what the vision was trying to show me, or if it symbolized hard times with my parents. I was working off of intuition of the sixth sense. I closely monitored them for changes in their lives. My parents live about 10 minutes away from my house, so I visited them daily. Keeping an eye on them wasn't a big deal for me. My biggest concern was my father, as he is a diabetic and stubborn as can be. My dad has also been smoking since he was a teenager and puffed over a pack a day. He's as old school as it gets, and trying to get him to adjust his lifestyle isn't easy. I tell him all the time, "You're not Superman anymore. You need to watch what you eat. Try to get some walking done. You need the exercise." He would then answer, "I could still beat your ass." I would laugh while thinking to myself, I need to pray and fast harder for him. My mother's health was never a concern for me since she never smoked and was in all-around good health. She ran the entire household, doing all the cooking, cleaning, and caretaking of everyone. She watched over her children and her grandchildren and always made sure that she sent us some of her cooking if we couldn't make it there for one of her big meals. Both my parents are very traditional in the sense of how the household is run. My father and mother are very sweet, although my dad could be more on the rugged side, since he grew up a badass and always had that reputation in his younger days. Although he mellowed down as he got older, his alpha would always find a way to reveal itself. He has a big heart made out of pure gold, and if he was concerned for one of his children or grandchildren, he would pick up and leave in the middle of the night just to check up on us. Whatever is in his pocket, he would hand over to his kids. My mother also has a heart of gold and would literally wake up out of her sleep to feed us. She gave up so much of herself taking care of us when we were younger. She barely slept because she would stay up late cleaning the house after her young, wake up early to get us ready for school, and make sure there was a hot meal waiting for us when we got home. It wasn't easy raising 5 children who are roughly 2 years apart. We didn't make it any easier when we were children because we were very needy, especially me. But she would always have her children and later her grandchildren lay their heads on her lap and spend 20 minutes or so praying over us. I grew up in a tough neighborhood, My dad was on my every move in fear that I would mix with the wrong crowd. He wasn't afraid to discipline us. Like I said, he is very traditional. This is a lost art today, in my opinion, which is reflected in many modern-day children's bad behavior. Mom also has the sixth sense. I mean, she always knew when I was up to no good in my young bachelor living at home days. My father would be her last resort if I didn't straighten up. As an adult, I make sure to take care of them. I always do whatever I can to help them out. I deal with all my father's real estate affairs, attending to his tenants and handling any miscellaneous repairs. I manage anything he throws at me to ease the burden of stress on him. I just want him to enjoy his life while I take as much pressure off his shoulders as possible. All this, and I keep my personal life in order too. I always give my father a bit more attention than my mother. I feel he's dealing with more health issues, and that creates a softer spot in me. Both my parents have been through a lot over the last several years, dealing with their daughter and grandson. My dad grew all his gray hairs in this time. People always thought he dyed his hair because it was jet black up until a few years ago. My mother spent endless nights praying and caring for us during our family's turbulent years. She never slowed down. Even when she started to get joint and back pain from all the standing and running around the house she does. My parents, to me, are the ultimate caregivers and would give it all up for us at the drop of a dime. They did the best they could to raise us and provide everything we needed. My parents' protege is my youngest sister, who just graduated from law school. My dad feels like he accomplished his life goal with her becoming a prosecutor in the district attorney's office. I never fulfilled that dream for him, and neither did my brother or other two sisters. This is part of the reason the lawyer of the family is spoiled rotten by him. She got away with stuff that the rest of us never would have. She has more of a best friend relationship with him. She says things to him that would have gotten my head chopped off, but it's pretty awesome to see him morph into this kind of man, showing a much softer side. The oldest of the girls lives in California with a husband and two children. She visits once a year, unless my parents go out to her for a little vacation. She's the most sensitive woman I know, with the most generous heart I have ever seen. She works extremely hard, taking care of her children and running a large daycare in which she has ownership. She never misses an occasion to be generous and mails out gifts to my parents along with anything else they need. You can spend hours with her and get lost in conversation because she's the perfect hostess. She's the sweetest of them all. My middle sister, who was saved by Christ, lives just 5 minutes down the road from my parents with her husband and their two children. She never seemed to want to leave my parents' side. She spends most of her days at their house, as if she never really moved out. Yes, we make fun of her for that all the time. We actually call her Killian after my parents' cat, who always sat around on the couch and would only move from one room to another. Jokes aside, she has strength that is beyond this world. Even as a child, she was always the alpha out of all of my siblings. I can't tell you how many times as kid she beat up my brother. I can't help but laugh at it still today, thinking of him squirming for dear life. She has the strongest mindset of them all. No wonder God chose her for this trial. She is the only one who could survive it. There isn't anything that she wouldn't do for her children and family. She takes after our mom the most, and it shows in her cooking. My other sisters could barely boil an egg, even with the instructions out of a cookbook, but she can cook up a storm to perfection. She too has a very compassionate heart, with a very mellow personality. But her laugh could wake the neighbors when she gets going. She and my mother are very close, especially since her ordeal many years ago. During that time, my mother took care of her, as if she was a baby all over again. That obviously made them closer and more attached than ever before. She holds a very special place in my heart, since I fought for her life with tenacity and persistence, behind closed doors. I would never have accepted losing her. Thank Jesus for his finished work on her. My brother still lives with my parents and has not settled down as of yet. He rebels more than he probably should, and that drives my dad crazy. My father literally wants to get up at times and give my brother an old-school beatdown when he starts his temper tantrums. Watching that scene unfold is hilarious because my brother will take off like the wind when my dad gets angry and ready to chase after him. He is the character of the house and brings all the action to any sit-down. He is super quick with his smart remarks and will have you in stitches laughing once he gets going. He was always a mama's boy growing up, since he is the second to the youngest of the pack. You can say that the lawyer stole his thunder when she was born and still owns that thunder until today. Although he is extremely talkative with an energetic and humorous personality, he keeps his feelings hidden and locked deep inside a vault. Just recently, I discovered he has a vast understanding of plant life and enjoys gardening and landscaping. I never would have thought that he'd be into plants. It caught me off guard, although I certainly don't mind. I made sure he helped me with my landscaping several times. Although he tried to give me every excuse in the book that he was busy, I still made him come and give me a hand. It was fun to watch him work on something I didn't know much about, and to see him sweat for once as I watched. Just kidding. I kind of helped him out. On a more serious note, he has a very big heart and is always willing to help in any way he can. My wife and I have now been married for 11 years, and we just had our fourth child not too long ago. My wife spends her days raising our children and making sure that they understand the importance of good hygiene, are responsible, and ensures that they are never left out for anything that they should experience. She's definitely the machine in the house. She can juggle more things than anyone I know. She's like a supermom, since she attends to the aid of each child's homework assignments, making sure they are educated, as well as doing the cooking, cleaning, and keeping an eye on their individual needs. She too is very traditional regarding family values, which is one of the many reasons I married her. Our children are her life, and she wouldn't exchange them for the world. Plus, she deals with me, and I can be a pain at times, but I make it up to her as often as I can. She's an awesome daughter to her parents and cares for her family with great compassion. She's just as great a daughter-in-law to my parents, never leaving their side and caring for them like they were her own mother and father. My life is my children and part of the air I breathe and the rhythm that synchronizes my heartbeat. Thank Jesus for them, as I couldn't imagine my life existing otherwise. My eldest is the nerd of the bunch. He spoke his first word before he turned one. He is also very into himself and is discovering the opposite sex. He's always stealing my cologne and slicking his hair with gel before going to school. He's a math wizard and would probably shame many adults in a math contest. He was always fascinated with fossils and the solar system from an extremely young age. Drawing is a hobby that he is very good at, especially lions, and he wins the drawing contest in school every year. His teacher puts his artwork in the school's hallway for display. He also has the personality to match his pretty boy looks. There is never a boring conversation with him, as he will humor you and question you to death. Thank our Lord and Savior Jesus for his life, as the fight for my son was a battle that I fought relentlessly and with extreme determination. Fighting for him brought me into a higher level with God. My son made me stronger as a man. I radiate strength today because of what God taught me during the ferocious battle that left me with most of my spiritual wounds. My princess, my one and only daughter, is as precocious as they come. She has an answer bigger than herself for everything. She catches my wife in traps all the time. My wife hates it because she has to hide her smile from her after every time it happens. She loves to read and has a nurturing personality. She always tries to take care of her youngest brother. She doesn't neglect the other two and will always remember to bring them home their share of ice cream. Her sharp and witty remarks made her a recruit of my sister, the lawyer. My daughter is very close to her aunt and talks about working with her when she grows up. I actually can't see her not becoming a kick-ass attorney. My third oldest is the sweetest soul you'll ever meet. He has the biggest heart of them all and would dive in front of anything coming to protect his siblings. He has a very mellow personality, although he can be very funny at times. I don't dare get him mad because it will take me days to make up with him. He is stubborn as his grandfather. He looks up to his older brother and refuses to sleep in his own bed, but instead sleeps next to him. There is a special spot in my heart for him. Shortly after he was born, my oldest gave us the scare of a lifetime, which kept both my wife and I from giving him the attention he deserved, because we had to take care of his oldest brother. Now he has the most piercing look of them all. It feels as if he's looking through me at times, mixed with a handsome face and an attitude to match. My youngest son, this one is just plain crazy. He loves music and is the biggest dare dog of them all. He is the party in our gatherings because of his colorful personality. He challenges his mom and I every chance he gets. My wife always refers to him as the sweet and sour patch and says that he is the perfect form of birth control. She swears if she'd had him first, she would have stopped right there. He makes the most adorable faces and repeats everything he hears. He is the perfect blend of both his older brothers. He will climb up anything that is not climbable and will try to get our approval on things he's about to do, knowing it's wrong. I think that's pretty smart for a 2-year-old. He figures if we say okay, then we can't yell at him about it later. If he doesn't get our approval, he will casually walk away pretending he didn't hear us and do it anyway. When he does get yelled at, he will become extremely upset until we make up with him, completely contradicting why he just got in trouble. This is great logic, because it works on us all the time. At this point, my life is finally in order after many years of spiritual combat. I have accumulated many battle scars from the war I fought for so long. At last, I'm wiser in the Lord, and prayer continues to be a part of my daily routine. Rain or shine, I never cease from it. I continue to fast and anoint my children with holy oil every night. God crosses my mind throughout the day, every day. Any situation I encounter, I immediately place Him in the middle of it, as I regard His will in all things. I was spirit-filled and alert to any message that would come to me through dreams or random patterns in the physical realm. I became more and more clever regarding the enemy's schemes and the devices he uses to attack. I developed familiarity with the adversary's rhythm of when he liked to throw his flaming arrows. I even got to the point where I smirked at his petty attack when it came, before I quickly rebuked and pushed him back and away. I recognized that this ability wasn't of my strength. Rather, it was Jesus Christ and the fire of the Holy Spirit within me that was strong. I was wise to never boast about my strength. I knew God was always standing guard over my loved ones and me. This was my lifestyle. I did all this on autopilot without thinking about it or even trying. The past was behind me, and my family and I took the fact that we endured the troubles of the past as trials by God. We always said to ourselves that God tries the ones who love Him in order to strengthen their faith. My family was my most important priority after God. I thanked Him for all the members that made up our family, as they are all a very precious gift from God. I felt safe and secure in the Lord, and that all our troubles were now behind us. We have grown in faith together and a better people than we ever were. I became busy investing in my real estate business and started to seek other opportunities for God to guide me through, which He has done with my many dealings in the past. I became overly ambitious in building a future to secure my wife and children financially. There's an old Greek saying which I paraphrase, "Plant trees so my children can enjoy their shade." Things have leveled out to normal in my life and with my family, but there was still something that went uncured. That was my fear of having cancer strike again. The same fear also haunted my father. This wasn't an in-your-face, everybody-notices type of display of fear. Rather, it was subtle and would reveal itself every now and then. It was a form of attack that never stopped firing at us. In Jesus, one must be set free completely and not be partially imprisoned to anything of the enemy.